What singing! What a gathering of God's people to worship Him. How thankful each one of us ought to be to have an opportunity like this to come together in such a service in a peaceful setting to worship the living God. Tonight I'm going to ask Jake Morris and Phil Dean to assist me in the lesson. If you two would come onto the stage, I want Jake over here. I moved the chair out a little bit so you could see him, those of you that are over on that side. I appreciate every work that is done by each one who is a part of our work and on our staff here. Larry Oldham, Alan Hires, these two men are all a part of our work, and we appreciate each part that is done. Tonight, in the presentation of the lesson, I'm asking Phil and Jake to read several passages of Scripture at specific times during the lesson. I want us to talk tonight for a few minutes about two men, two of the apostles, the Apostle Peter and the Apostle Judas. Phil will be reading mainly about the Apostle Peter, and Jake will be reading mainly about Judas. Now, Jake, I didn't call you Judas. If I were to ask the audience tonight for a show of hands, when you think of the Apostle Peter, do you usually think of something positive? I think most of you would raise your hand. If I ask, when you think of the Apostle Judas, do you think of something negative? I think most would raise the hand. And yet I want to show you tonight, by making some points and listening as the Scripture is read, that in almost every point that is discussed in the Bible, almost everyone, Peter and Judas were alike. And yet we don't stop and think about that very much. I think if I mentioned that Judas betrayed Christ, you would immediately realize that is the case. But did not Peter deny Christ in no uncertain terms? Which is worse? Selling Christ for 30 pieces of silver and giving him that deceitful kiss, or denying Christ three times, even cursing and swearing in that denial? I want us to see that in almost every case, Peter and Judas are alike. And then I want us to see at the end of the lesson the one point that I want you to take home with you: how Judas and Peter were really different. As we begin, listen as Phil reads from Mark chapter 3, 14 through 19, followed by Jake reading from Matthew 10. I've got it turned around. Jake reading from Mark 3, 14 through 15, and Phil reading from Matthew 10, verses 1 through 8.
Mark chapter 3, verses 14 through 19. He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 that he appointed: Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter; James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. To them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder; Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him.
Matthew 10, 1 through 8. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out after instructing them, "Do not go in the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter any city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give."
Notice four things said in those two passages. Judas was an apostle. Peter was an apostle. Each one of them was one of the 12. Judas was with Jesus. Peter was with Jesus. Judas was given power to cast out devils. Peter was given power to cast out devils. Judas was one of the ones to whom Jesus said, "Go preach." Peter was one of the ones to whom Jesus said, "Go preach." When you read those two lists of the 12 apostles whom Jesus chose, and when you really stop and think about it and face the facts, Judas and Peter are alike in all those different ways. They were both apostles. They were both with Jesus. They both were among those who were given the power to cast out demons. And they both were involved in those who were sent out by our Lord to preach. They were exactly alike in all four of those points. Now listen as Jake reads from John 13, verses 21, 26, and 27, followed by Phil reading from Matthew 26, 34, and Luke 22, 31 through 34.
John 13, 21. After he said this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, "I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me." In verse 26, Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." Then, dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him.
Matthew 26, 34. Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you that this very night, before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times." Luke 22, 31 through 34. "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." But he said to him, "Lord, Lord, with you I am ready to go both to prison and to death." And he said, "I say to you, Peter, the rooster will not crow today until you have denied me three times that you know me."
From these passages, we see again that there is a likeness in that Jesus predicted that Judas would fall. And he predicted that Peter would fall. He said, "One of you will betray me." And then he handed the piece of bread, or the sop, as it is called in some versions, to Judas and identified Judas as the one who would betray him. But to Peter, he said, "You're going to deny me." He also predicted that Peter would fall in the same sense that he predicted that Judas would fall. So as far as the prediction is concerned from the Lord himself, again, Judas, Peter, exactly alike. Jesus predicted that each one of them would fall. Now listen to another point. As we listen to Jake read from Acts 1:25 and Phil from Matthew 26, 69 through 74.
Acts 1:25. I'll actually be beginning in verse 24.
Good.
"Show us which of these you two have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs."
Matthew 26, 69 through 74. "Now Peter was sitting outside the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him and said, 'You too were with Jesus the Galilean.' But he denied it before them all, saying, 'I do not know what you're talking about.' When he had gone out to the gateway, another servant girl saw him and said to those who were there, This man was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied it with an oath, I do not know the man. A little later the bystanders came up and said to Peter, surely you too are one of them, for even the way you talk gives you away. Then he began to curse and swear, I do not know the man, and immediately a rooster crowed.
The Bible records that Judas did fall. But it also records that Peter did fall. In the selection of one to take the place of Judas, as read there in Acts 1, that he might go to his place from which Judas left or from which Judas fell, Jesus predicted his fall, Judas fell. But look at Peter. Three times he denied that he knew Jesus, even using the Lord's name in the wrong way, or at least swearing as he used this name, and denied that he even knew him. Jesus predicted that Peter would fall, and the Bible records that Peter fell. No difference at this point. Judas fell, Peter failed. Let's go one step further as Jake reads from Matthew 27, 3 through 4, and Phil from Matthew 26, 75.
Matthew 27, 3 and 4. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 coins to the chief priests and the elders. I've sinned, he said, for I have betrayed innocent blood. What's that to us, they replied. That's your responsibility.
Matthew 26:75. And Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said, before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly.
Judas repented. He changed his mind. He realized, he even said, that he had betrayed innocent blood. He was carrying out what's suggested by the Apostle Paul, that godly sorrow worketh repentance. He at least had the godly sorrow, and he repented in his mind at least, saying that he was sorry for what he had done. And he even repented in another sense, in that he brought the money back and said, I don't want the money anymore. Judas repented as far as his attitude of mind was concerned. So did Peter. The Bible says that when he saw Jesus, he really realized what he had done. And in this case, it may have been quicker than in the case of Judas. It seemed to be almost immediately that he realized what he had done. And the Bible says he went out and wept bitterly. That's an attitude of repentance. And so with Judas, we see an attitude of repentance. With Peter, we see an attitude of repentance. Now, so far, we have said about seven different things where Peter and Judas were alike. They were both apostles. They were both with Jesus. They both had power to cast out demons. They both were given the responsibility to go out and preach. The fall of each was predicted. Each one of them fell, and each one of them had a heart that had in it at least some degree of repentance. This is why I say that in most of the story, Peter and Judas are alike. Why is it then that we think of Peter today in a positive way, and we think of Judas in a negative way? One reason. And one reason only. Listen as Jake reads from Matthew 27, 5, and then as Phil reads from three passages, John 21, 15 through 17, Acts 2, 14, and Acts 10, 34 and 35.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 5. So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself.
John 21, 15 through 17. So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And he said to them, said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Shepherd my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Next verse will be coming from Acts 2, verse 14. But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, "Men of Judea, and all you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words." In Acts 10, verses 34 and 35. Opening his mouth, Peter said, "I most certainly understand now that God is not one to show partiality, but in every nation the man who fears him and does what is right is welcome to him."
They were both down. Judas stayed down. Peter got up. There's the difference. They both fell. They both saw that they had done something that was terrible. But Judas stayed down and took his own life. Peter got up. To where he could say three times on that first occasion, "Lord, you know I love you." Where he could be the voice at the Pentecost as the gospel was taught to the Jews for the first time and preach and tell them about Jesus being Lord in Christ. And at the household of Cornelius, where he could teach the Gentiles and tell them that God was giving them the opportunity of salvation. Judas stayed down. Peter got up. That's the difference between Judas and Peter. And you know, there is a sense, I'm sure, in which every one of us is like both of those men. Not a one of us has sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, literally. And probably not a one of us in here has denied that we know Jesus or denied who he was and have even sworn about it, but don't you think that probably some of the things that you and I have done have brought just as much pain to Jesus as did either of those? And don't you think that all of us need to have the same attitude of penitence that was present with both of them, at least being sorry for what they had done? But what do we do after that? Where do we go after that? Judas stayed down. Peter got up. For the person tonight who needs to be baptized into Christ, to own him as the Savior, to become a Christian, to live for him, you have the choice. You can stay down or you can get up. For the one who has gone astray and hasn't been faithful and maybe needs to acknowledge that publicly and ask for forgiveness and prayer, you're not any different from others. All of us have made mistakes, but the difference is going to be whether you stay down or get up. Judas stayed down. Peter got up. We urge you, with the power that is in the Word of God, to get up. Not stay down, but get up and come to Jesus as together we stand and sing.
I have heard of a land on the far away strand. 'Tis a beautiful home of the soul.